And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. The week before last, the Moral Monday protesters banged pots and pans. It was kind of intimidating, like loud pipes on a Harley. And last week, they put duct tape over their mouths. Not quite soon enough to keep the raging grannies from singing, but it was a relief nonetheless. I prefer the duct tape to the pots and pans. Next week, they're going to be sending up smoke signals to protest the mistreatment of Native Americans by the Republican majority. And the week after that, the raging grannies are going to go topless to protest gravity. Okay, I made those last two up. But how would you know? When the left is out of power, they get so theatrical. If you reduced all this nonsense to English, what the protesters want is more money from the man. If you're working and paying taxes every day, you're the man. And that means I'm the man. That feels pretty good. But the list of things the raging grannies and their friends want to pay for seems to be endless. Everything from birth control to education to affordable housing to health care to unemployment benefits. The list is endless. We could possibly pay for all this if we allowed for fracking for natural gas. The problem with that, of course, is that it would create jobs and prosperity and overall happiness, and we already have Texas for that. In the meantime, we must learn to live within our means and entertain ourselves with the vaudeville coming from the left. So rage on, raging grannies. You're just too much fun. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.